Mishnah Gimel, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Ois Adam Esvedeo Sholosh Sholosh Ashpatos LeBeisah. A person can make his field three Ashpatos LeBeisah. Yoser Mikan Machatziv Divrei Rebbe Shimon. V'Chachomim Oisrin Ad Sheyamik Shloisha O Ad Sheyagbiya Shloisha. Now, what in the world is all this? A very long Mishnah. Goes on. Okay, let's see what it says over here in the okay, Yosef Mikan Machtziv. Here we go. Kol Arema he shall shalosh mashpelos lepachas. Each Arema, each pile is a three mashpelos. Mashpelos means boxes. Right, mashpelos we don't means.
Yeah, mashpelos.
No, it's not mashpelos. Kupos. Kubos. Remember, we have each pile can be 10. Shall eser mashpelas. Each pile of the zevel can be made from 10 kupos, 10 boxes. How big is a box? Each box is a less. Each box is what you put on a donkey, and has a lesach. Lesach is a 15 saw. So you can take 15 of these and make a big pile, which equals to 150 saw. Remember? Oh no, you look very tired.
Yeah, trying to remember. Yeah,
150. So each one is a kupa, is a box. So it says, "Also the so they shalosh ashpatos."
Things in front of me again today.
The floaters.
Yeah.
Four shalema.
Thank you. Okay. Must be something. Also Adam.
Maybe it's me. Maybe it's,
I don't get it every day.
Maybe it's the pachad of coming to learn with me.
Ois Adam
Esadeo Shalosh Shalosh Ashpatas LeBeisah. A person can make his field three Ashpatas LeBeisah. Now, what does that mean? Let's over here. But Yosem, you can more than this. Machatziv Divrei Rebbe Shimon. Let's see the Rav first. Yosem, you can Shalosh Ashpatas Mutter. More than three Ashpatas Mutter. V'hainu the Rabbi Shimon de Reisha. This is Rabbi Shimon of the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon of the previous Mishnah says, "Alash, you have more than three."
But we passed in that like Rabbi Shimon.
So, and so that's Psak is not halacha yet. So he over here says, "You'll have more than three." Yosem ikan mishalosh motor v'hainu the Rabbi Shimon de Reisha v'hashta osu l'shem. Now he's come to teach us. The Shari Rabbi Shimon afilu ein osui. Now he's coming to teach us the Shori Rabbi Shimon. Afilu ein eser mashpelos. Rabbi Shimon holds its mutter, even if there is not going to be 10 mashpelos, levad shelo yeh bapachos mishalosh. Rabbi Shimon says, the Shori Rabbi Shimon afilu ein eser mashpelos, even if you don't have 10 mashpelos, levad shelo yeh bapachos mishalosh. So he's saying, Rabbi Shimon says, to come to the limit, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon here says that you're allowed to have multiple. What's the problem with having multiple piles? If you have multiple piles, it looks like you're fertilizing the field. If you just start up a pile of the zevel, so big deal. You have a pile of zevel, so that they're not working the field. But let's say you have multiple piles of zevel in the field, so that gives you the appearance that during Shemitah you're actually working the field, you're benefiting the field. The way to show that you're not doing it in order to be mezabel the field is the piles have to be large. If the piles are very, very small, that's exactly what you do when you fertilize the field. I threw out some zevel here, some zevel here, some zevel here, some zevel there. So that looks like you're being mezabel the sada. But if each one of your piles has at least three boxes, so that shows that I'm not coming to fertilize the field, I'm just coming to pile it, using the field as a storage location. Okay, so even though it knows, according to the Tanakhama holds, according to the Adkama Mizabal, Ash Shalash Shalash Ashpasas Lubay Sosh, Shalash Ezra Ezra Mashpilos, Shalash Lesach, Mosivan Al Mashpilos, Aval Ein Mosivan Al Ashpasas of Tanakhama. According to the Tanakhama, you're never allowed to have in the field more than three piles.
Good.
Because if you have more than three piles, it looks like you're being Mizabal the Sada. Right. Rabbi Shimon says, no, big deal, you could have. I mean, af alash pas, you can have even more piles. However, now oisa, according to Rishim, oisa adam es sodeo shalosh aspashos lebeisa, you can make three ashpatos lebeisa Yosamikan Machsiv Dibe Bishimon. So he explains Mishalosh Ashpasas Mutter. You're allowed to have Ois Odom Mesaseo Sholosh Ashpas Lebe Saw. Three you're allowed to have, that the Rabbanan said, Yosamikan Mishalosh Ashpasas Mutter, Vahainu de Bishimon Resha. The Ash also the Ashminon, the Shoyer Bishimon Afilu Ain Eser Mashpilos, even if in each pile you don't have 10 boxes. Afilu ein eser mashpelos ulvach lo yeh beis ba pachus mishalosh. Di afal pishesh mad zevu bashpelos. Sagt der Ramin dem Moyer beschriben die im meiste bashpelos near kim zabel kamash mon de loy merse kim zabel does not look like mizabel hoil sins ve einoy mifazroy at shiyamik shloisha shiyamik hamok mo ashba yosmikan ma what is he machsev? Machsev means Call Aramiki shall shalish mashpelos kapachs list is three. The Masha Shon Rabbi Shimon Bimishna Bey Shemutu Lohisif Allah Shpasos. This Rabbi Shimon says the Ilari Eta the Vashpasos, Vechoz Vishona came Bimishna Gimel. This Rabbi Shimon said in Mishna Bey's. The Masha Shon Rabbi Shimon Bimishna Bey's. Shemutu lohisif alo hashpatas.
You allowed to
add to you allowed. Chazav Shonim came to Mishnah Gimel the Zel Bazach.
Lamadu
Shemutu lohisif alo hashpatas. You allowed to add to the more piles.
More piles or pile them higher.
No. Pile. No. Let's see. Nimashna Rishon Mishnah Bishmul lohisif alo hashpatas. Chazav Shonim came to Mishnah Gimel the Zel Bazach. Lamadu Shemutu lohgam lohisif alo hashpatas. Vegam Shemutu lasos kol achas pachos mi ten. The repetition is telling you that each pile can be less than, because according to Tanakama, there are two conditions that must be met. Number one, not more than three piles. Number two, each pile has to be at least 10. At least 10 boxes. 10 mashpalos. This ashpatos, the two keywords are the ashpatos and the mashpelos. The ashpatos means the piles, and the mashpelos means the boxes. How many boxes are added to one pile? How many boxes you put into one pile? So the chiddush is that according to the fact that it's repeated twice, telling you that according to Rabbi Shimon, not only are you allowed to have more than three piles,
you're allowed to have more boxes.
No, that box is not a chiddush. Of course, you can have more boxes, because the more boxes you have, the less it looks like you're being mezabel. Less boxes, that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that you're allowed to have less boxes. Having more boxes is not a chiddush. Having more boxes, adrab, it does not look like you're being mezabel the sada.
What does it look like?
It looks like you're storage.
What, you're taking it always?
No, you're just piling, you're leaving it over there. The only time it's a problem.
So then, what does the Chum say about what was the whole deal with the boxes?
According to the Chum, you have to have two conditions. Number one, you're not allowed to have more than three piles.
Right.
Number two, each pile must have at least 10 boxes.
The boxes are showing you that you're not really being mezavah. Is that the idea?
Right. The multiple boxes, having 10 boxes, you're showing you that you're not being mezavah, right? If you have a lot of boxes.
So you have to have at least 10 boxes.
According to the Chacham, you have to have at least 10 boxes.
And according to Rav Shimon, you can have even less.
Right, that's chiddush. Two things. Here. Yeah.
Bigger piles.
Smaller piles.
I think he says bigger also. No. The bigger ones.
The Rabbanan say big ones. 68.
Yeah, you can even go
68.
Higher. 68. First he said one amount, and then they went up.
Right, because that's certainly good. Ma'isiv in the Tanakh, ma'isiv in al hamashpelos. You can add if you want. You can make the piles bigger, but the ain ma'isiv in al hashpatos. You now let it add to the piles. You only may have three. One, two, three. You may not have more than three, according to the chachamim. What?
God. Was it fun?
They like you. They're coming to you.
Or was it the ash place?
Not coming to me.
Maybe that they're
not
they're
coming to me.
No, so it must like me. You're right. Maybe they like the ash place.
It says it's sweet. It says in the Gemara, it's sweet.
That's all.
It sweetens the earth.
Okay, Vita. Coffee, maybe.
Where'd you get coffee from?
Homemade.
Homemade? Yeah? You brought with you in the car? Where'd you put it in the car?
You don't have a place to put a cup of coffee.
Those holders?
Yeah, you never used it, right?
That's what it's for? Those holes? Yeah. Those round holes? That's what it's for?
Yeah. How can you see through this one? It's very dirty.
It's all scratched. I can't.
Adam is a day of shalom.
According to the Chamaisa Adam, so according to the Rav Shimon, it says you can make more than three piles. Not only can you make more than three piles, each pile can be. Not only can you make more than three piles, but each pile can be less than 10 boxes. That's the chiddush. Less is more. When the pile is less than 10 boxes, there's more of a concern that it looks like you're being mizambal the sadeh. Understand?
Yes.
Okay. Yosem Mikan Mach, more than what's Yosem Mikan is Mach, what's 69 Machsev? The Mashin on the Rishim and Bemishna Beisha Mudullah Yosef Allah Shbasis. The Chaza Vishon Akam, Mishna Gimbal, the same thing, Lomad, we learned Loshamutu Gam Lohosef Allah Shbasis, that not only are you allowed to eat the Shbasis, the Gam Shamutu Lassos called Oy Achas Pochos Miten Mashbelis, and even we also learn that you can make each pile less than 10 boxes. Two things. Number one, not only are you allowed to have more than three piles, each pile can be less than 10 boxes. That's a chiddush. Ulvad shelo you lepachos migimel mashpalos. As long as each pile is not less than three boxes. When it's less than three boxes, then it looks like you're being mezabel l'sadeh. So when it says the word machatziv, yosemikan. Yosem Mikan Machatziv. So what's Machatziv? Oystal doesn't tell me the trend. Machatziv can give us a Mishnah. Venusach Acheres Mutter. Machatziv. What's Machatziv? The Gam Girsas Kacha Mishnah. Venusach Acheres Mutter. Yosem Mikan is a Mutter. So it's another way of saying Mutter. The Gam Girsas Machatziv. Yeshafarish came in Loshen Chatsuva Shehem Ragle Hakan Kan. Yesh Kan Kanim Sheshtam Harbe Raglayim. So what is he? Yosem Mikan Mutter. More than 10 is Mutter. The word Machatziv is the same thing as Mutter. So he says, Machatziv Kach Gersus HaMishnah V'Nuscha Acheres Mutter. But what our Gersus is Machatziv. V'Gam Gersus Machatziv Yesh Lefarish Kain. You can Lefarish Kain. Kain means is permitted, is so. Miloshen Chatzuva. What's Chatzuva? Shehem Ragle Hakankan. It is the feet of a pitcher. V'yesh Kankanim. There is a Kankan. What's a Kankan? A basket? A pitcher?
Yeah.
A small one?
The small Kankanim.
Umi Noisar Kankanim. Nasenes Lashoishanim. Kankanim.
Kankan is like a.
A Kankan is a small container.
Right.
V'yesh kan kanim sheyesh lohem harbe raglayim, have a lot of legs. And that says what it says. Chaf men, I know chaf men stands for. So basically, this word he's saying it's mut. I don't know how that applies. So what is it? What do you mean mut? What's over here? V'yesh lefarish kain miloshon chatzuva. Kain means a base. Yosem mikan machtziv. Yesh v'gam kirsas machtziv. Yesh lefarish. Cane, does it mean cane so, or does it mean a base? No, cane will be the kuf. So it's chof. Yesh tefarish cane, miloshen chatsuv Hashem, ragle akankan. I don't know what that means. What is the ragle akankan?
Totally different. It doesn't mean mutter, it means something totally different.
No,
he's trying to tell you.
No, he says, machtziv kachyas a mishnah, venuscha cheres, mutter. Venuscha cheres is mutter.
Right.
It's mutter. Gam kiris is a machtziv, yesh varshkin, kim loshen, also means mutter. Word machtziv means mutter. Veloshen chatsuva, shahim ragle hakan kan. Here, lady, there's a mishnah's kati right here. Let's see what the mishnah's kati says. No, they took it out now. They don't even have it here. You know why I took it out?